January 24th, 2026. I have 11 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486669 through 486725, warrants number 8775 through 8778, and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Perfect.
I have 2 microphones.
Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for February 17th, 2026. My apologies. February 17th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes from February 17th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the annual service agreement for the whole body scanner. This is file number 26-015S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 19th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. Do you have anything to add for the Tech 84 intercept whole body scanner?
No, sir. They didn't attach the parts costs this time. Typically, they do, and whenever they do that, you can see that some of the parts, you know, if one part fails, it could equal to or exceed the price of the annual service agreement, which includes all repairs and some of the required by law updates that we have to have. So I feel that this is probably the best way to go.
Okay. And this whole body scanner, this is the one that is in the booking area in the Sheriff's Department, is that correct?
Correct. It's used to keep contraband and other illegal stuff out of the jail whenever we bring an inmate in. Before they're brought into the jail itself, they're run through the scanner, make sure they don't have any contraband on the person.
It states that the warranty is up here pretty quick. Is that how does that coincide with the agreement, do you know?
I didn't get any of this until all I got is the one page of the agreement
on the
agreement. Hours ago.
Okay. I just didn't know if the service agreement says all repairs, parts, labor. So I didn't know if that.
Yeah, it's supposed to cover any repairs that we need. So.
Okay, so even if it's out of warranty.
Regardless of the warranty, okay. This covers everything. I'm sorry, I misunderstood your.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure that's still the. Because I know we do a service agreement every year with them. That's why,
yes.
I just want to make sure it was. Okay.
Yeah, even when it's under warranty, there's some things that aren't covered by the warranty. And, you know, like the field visit or whatever they call it, they charge a fee for that. They have to come down and do some tests on it that's required by law, and that's not covered under warranty. That's just
right, like the radiation,
yeah.
Test and the, okay.
Yeah.
But it does say coverage of all repair parts, labor, and shipping as needed for the continuous,
yeah,
operation of the intercepts.
Correct.
You guys have any questions?
No, sir.
Move to approve the annual service agreement for the whole body scanner by and between Tech 84 Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Children's Advocacy Center Multidisciplinary Protocols and Interagency MOU. This is file number 26-014, S for Sheriff. We also have this accompanied by a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 19th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions on that?
I do not. It lists multiple departments that this is between. So it's Taney County and the prosecutor, Department of Social Services, Children's Division, Juvenile Office, Safe Care, other law enforcement agencies, family and victim advocates, forensic interviewers, mental health providers, and Child Advocacy Center.
Correct.
Okay.
And this is something that we've been doing this for years. Nothing's really changed under it. They just recently started sending out MOUs that basically spells out what we've been doing for as long as I can remember.
You guys have any questions?
No, sir.
No.
Move to approve the Lake Area Children's Advocacy Center multidisciplinary protocols and interagency memorandum of understanding by and between Taney County and prosecutor, Department of Social Services, Children's Division, Juvenile Office, Safe Care Providers, other law enforcement agencies, family and victim advocates, forensic interviewers, mental health providers, and Children Advocacy Center.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thanks, sir.
All right. Next, we have the City of Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvement Project Funding Agreement. With this morning from Taney County Environmental and Planning and Zoning, you have Mr. Cody Stice, along with from City of Hollister, Mr. Brent Daniels. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The funding agreement we have in front of us is for the replacement of four tertiary pumps, improvements to the UV disinfection improvements, oxidation basin mixers, and the whole plant generator to improve the system efficiency and reliability. You guys want to expand or expel on that?
We also threw in there some expansion work so we can look at where this plant needs to be 20 years from now. As we see our growth going to the south in the county, and also a little bit to the east, you know, this is a vital part of our infrastructure here in the county. So I'll let you elaborate on anything.
You have any questions on any of this? Or the tertiary pumps are just the original pumps that was installed when the plant was new, and they're close to 30 years old, so that's on that. The UV system upgrades were just, it's some equipment that needs to be replaced. It's we're having issues with. And the aeration mixers are also the original ones from when the plant was built.
Trying to get the plant as efficient as we can before expansion coming in here in the next few years.
Okay. Does this help increase the capacities of the system?
This will not increase the capacity, but the engineering study will help us see where we need to increase and what we need to do. And the standby generator also is part of the last engineering study that they suggested we get this done.
Okay. But this does help the efficiency of the current plant.
It does.
Yes.
And the backup generator is great for the fact that this isn't a floodplain. We need that backup.
Mr. Howard, you're engineering doing this one? You guys have any other questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister. By and between, for the City Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvement Project, construction phase, by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, appreciation.
So this has already gone out for bid?
Yes.
Did it come back where we thought it was going to?
Yes, we're within numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, guys.
Perfect. Thank you all.
Yes, thank you.
right. Next, we have court orders. Actually, all we have this morning is personal property paid abatements. We have two there in front of us.
Same thing, just different years?
Yep.
You guys have any questions?
No, sir.
Move to approve abatement numbers 300975 and 300976.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Aye.
At 11:11 a.m., we'll be in recess at this time. We are agendized for executive session upstairs at 11:20.
Thank you, Jim.